Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Secretary of State Alexei Janulis launched a campaign today to ensure fairness in auto insurance rates. Thank you so much, Secretary of State, because this is something that makes me so angry. I was just sharing some numbers. If you go to consumerreports.org, you can click on the state, and you can have a DUI but have excellent credit and pay almost $900 less a year than someone who has poor credit. That makes no sense to me.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's patently unfair. People are already struggling to pay their bills. Car insurance rates are already sky high. And so what we're saying is very simple. Base the car insurance rates on driving record, not socioeconomic factors like age, which is a big one, credit score, zip code. And yes, someone who has great credit and lives in a wealthier community, even with two DUIs, will pay less for car insurance than someone with a perfect driving record but has poor credit and lives in a less affluent zip code. That is unfair. We are here to fight for this. We're excited about our campaign to bring about change. We're willing to go toe-to-toe with these insurance companies, and this is the right thing to do.
And you know they're going to load up with lobbyists, and they're going to do everything they can to prevent you from getting any traction with this.
Yes, they are going to push back hard. But again, as we travel the state and we talk to people, the stories that we're hearing, people are so fed up with these car insurance rates. They're so fed up with car insurance not being based on your driving record that I think we're going to continue to have an explosion of sentiment in our favor on this issue. And it's important. And the horrible, hard, unjust truth is that it's a fact. Car insurance companies charge you more for auto insurance based on your credit rating, the neighborhood you live in, and your age. That is not right, and I'm proud of the work that that we're doing.
And Mr. Secretary, what about gender? I mean, is it still the case that boys pay more than girls? I don't know, I guess.
I think that there are lots of socioeconomic factors that they're using. I will just go, you know, going back to the safety, safe drivers with a poor credit score pay a whopping $850 more annually than a driver with a DUI who has excellent credit. And when you factor in where you live, it gets even worse. Illinoisans living in predominantly minority zip codes pay at least 10 times more than those living in non-minority zip codes.
I did a deep dive, Alexei, to see when this started, because I didn't think this existed when I got my driver's license. And according to what I found, this didn't become the norm until the mid-1990s. And then once one insurance did it, they all thought, hey, we can do that too. And obviously, it's just to pad their pockets.
Yeah. And the other aspect of this, which we're also, you know, we've been fighting for seniors since the day we took office. There's too much ageism on the streets, even though our seniors are our safest drivers. We've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
If you're an older driver, you can expect higher rates despite a spotless driving record. For example, seven-year-old drivers, 7-0, pay 12% more than 60-year-old drivers with the same driving records, which is aggravating because of the fact that Illinois seniors are the safest drivers. And now with AI, insurance companies are now gathering data from third-party apps. They're watching where you drive, and guess what? They're using it to jack up premiums. So, you know, this is an economic justice issue, but it's also a road safety issue, which is why the Secretary of State's office is getting involved. And, you know, we tried to pass legislation. It didn't work, so we're going directly to the people. We're encouraging anyone who's got a story about their car insurance premiums being jacked up to go to ilsos.gov/driving change. Tell us your story. We're going to treat this like a political campaign statewide, bring awareness to this issue, and then fight to pass legislation to right this wrong.
Mr. Secretary, I have a question for you, but I'm not sure I had have the words to describe it or explain it, so give me a shot here. If you take away a number of the reasons why insurance companies charge more, and fairly, I understand that, but if you take that away from them, their ability to charge more, some people, doesn't that mean that those who are now paying less are going to end up paying more as well? Right? If they're, because there'll be less revenue coming in for the insurance companies because they, rightfully, they can't charge more by zip code or by gender or by age. But some of the people who've had lower rates who've benefited from this injustice are going to pay more.
First of all, unequivocally false. That's what the large car insurance are coming. There's typical scare tactics. If you get rid of credit score and zip code, then everyone's going to pay more. Why? What the hell does that even mean? Why would everyone possibly pay more? What we're saying is base car insurance rates on your drive on individual's driving record. So if Alexi, who lives in an affluent neighborhood with great credit score, gets a DUI or gets three speeding tickets, charge them more. That's how you fix this imbalance.
Our whole
point is you have a system right now where it's not based on driving record. That's unfair. So why would it bring in more revenue? Why would it cost more for everyone else if you stop discriminating against people? Car insurance companies are saying the prices will go up for everyone. Well, that doesn't make sense. I would actually make the exact opposite argument, which is if you start doing the right thing and quit jacking Illinois families, more people will actually get car insurance. I'm going to give you an astonishing fact. Last year, our office cited more than 630,000 Illinois drivers that were driving without auto insurance. Think about that. 630,000 drivers on our roads in Illinois alone without car insurance out of about 8.5 million drivers. What we're saying is, if it wasn't so unaffordable, we have an opportunity to actually bring them more revenue by making sure more people have car insurance. So I would make the exact opposite argument.
Yeah, I guess my point was it was a zero-sum game and that if you lost some here, you'd have to make it up there. But the answer is it's not a zero-sum. They're making more money than they need to. But then the one other thing is, so if you're going to start with a 16-year-old driver and you're not going to base it on any sort of socioeconomic situations, what determines their starting rate when it comes to car insurance? How are you going to do that?
Well, again, regardless of how you do that, if you're saying that their credit score or their zip code makes them a better
Mr. Secretary, you're taking me as argumentative. I'm not. I'm trying to understand the question.
No, I'm not. I'm just very passionate about this issue because as we talk to people, they're saying when they're saying, Alexi, I'm paying $2,500 a year and I've never even gotten a speeding ticket, but I live in a poor neighborhood. So I'm paying more. I can't afford it. I can't take my kids to school. I can't get to work. That is not the way the system should work. If someone is a safe driver, they should not be paying more than someone who's got two DUIs who lives in, you know, a nicer neighborhood who's got better credit. When a cop pulls you over for speeding, they don't say, well, what's your credit score?
So true. And I got to tell you, this is frustrating for me because my insurance just went up. I have 94,000 miles on a car that's 2 years old that I bought with 0 miles. I've never had a ticket, an infraction, a claim, and it just went up to $2,800 a year. And I said, why? And they said, oh, that's just the way it is. Well, no. What do you mean? And you know what? I suspect listening to you, Secretary of State, is that I live in a very rural, poor district, which I didn't even take into consideration. I did not take that into consideration. And I wonder if that's what's impacting it. I drive to the city every day. Are my apps following me? Does my insurance company know I come to downtown Chicago? I don't know, but I don't live in a wealthy area. I live in a very rural area, and I wonder if that is what is jacking up my rate.
They do know. They do have algorithms that check your social media and your phone. But again, the fact of the matter is driving record should be and by the way, the other thing that we're hearing as we've been talking to people, which I'm blown away, like, it's not really a secret. People know this. So as we talked yesterday, we were out in the community on the south side of Chicago, and they were saying, yeah, everyone knows it. That's why I register my car at my in-law's house in the suburbs, or that's why my cousin registers their car with me because I live in a better community. It's like they're like
right.
trying to get around the system because they know it's happening. And you can live, you move across the street, and your car insurance rate doubles because it's a different zip code or different neighborhood.
Okay, I know you gave out a website, but literally, can you just go to the Illinois Secretary of State website, and will there be a link there where people can, you know, share their story?
Yes, ilsos.gov. Okay. We're begging people, we're imploring people. The legislature, you know, the auto insurance lobby has killed our legislation since I've been in office. Now is our chance to go directly to the people, directly to the older drivers, to those with safe records, for safe driving records. Come tell us your story. Call your legislator. We are treating this like a political campaign to bring awareness to this issue and to pass meaningful legislation. Again, this is an economic justice issue, and people need to know that their Secretary of State is fighting for them.
I love when Steve says something, and you go, "What the hell?"
You could not be more wrong, Steve.
No, I didn't mean to say you're wrong. I meant the argument that
no, it's okay. It's okay. I can take it.
I like it.
I wasn't trying to be argumentative. I'm a happy guy by nature, but this is an issue. The more and more that we hear about it, and don't take, you know, people hate politicians. Fine, don't take my word for it, but like. You should see the testimonials and the stories that we're hearing. Talk to your neighbors. I'm sure your listeners are dealing with this every single day.
I know you're happy. I know you're a happy guy. I just like to bring you down a little bit when you call in.
And we got to go. We're up against news time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Illinois Secretary of State, Alexi Janulius.